Workforce development leaders in Indiana say potential state budget cuts could threaten the future of programs that support students. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Tamoria Cunningham reports the latest version of the budget removes dedicated funding for the Jobs for America's Graduates Program.
In previous years, JAG has received its own line in the state budget, but that would change if lawmakers approve the final version of the budget proposed on Wednesday. Any potential funding for JAG in that proposal would instead come from a broader education fund. Tony Watterson is president and CEO of Southern Indiana Works, a workforce development organization that operates several JAG programs in schools. He says under the current budget proposal, there is no guarantee that JAG will be funded.
We would be forced to cut programs. And, you know, again, that's around 8,000 current students.
The final version of the state's budget allocates $50 million annually to that broader education fund. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Tamoria Cunningham.